Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, featuring Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Hello, welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis, featuring Blue and Joe Grande. Thank you guys for listening to our podcast all around the world. Make sure you check out the website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we have so many great articles and blogs on the site. And feel free to give us a call anytime, folks, at 1-800-420-1980. Check us out on YouTube and all social media at CannabisTalk101. And make sure you watch the episodes. And, of course, you can find Blue at the number one, Christopher Wright. And you could always catch me on the gram at JoeGrande52. And if you want to turn your typical into something special, folks, when it comes to infused products, the flavor you taste should be just as enjoyable as the feeling you experience. Visit the website, LorenOils.com. No Blue today, but Joe's holding it down with a couple guests. You guys on the show today are two brilliant individuals. They seem like it anyways. I don't know them too well, but I do like the drip on Aaron's hair, that's for sure. And they are definitely revolutionizing the cultivation space as a whole, one invention at a time, and we're going to break these down. And besides us today, you guys, is renowned cannabis photographer, which is dope that you're in the game doing this, because you've kind of tapped in the game on that other side of it by taking pictures. We have Aaron Washington, who's been known for taking pictures for High Times and all the biggest buds you've ever seen on the biggest platforms. Aaron Washington is, like I said, the chief marketing officer now for this company. Aaron, thank you for joining us today, brother. It's good to see you. Like I said, I like the hair, as we're about the same age. You bring in that old school flavor.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you, drip. Joe,
hey, it makes me think of you, Daniel. That's the type of homie we'd have right here, right? Like, and Daniel's got that old soul. Exactly. I can see Daniel getting one of them hairstyles just like you, just because Daniel would do some shit like that. And then joining us via Zoom is the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. AH himself, Alan Hoffman, the inventor, the founder. And he's so incredible that he couldn't even join us today because he's that electric, you guys. He's the CEO of Rooted Intellect, and he couldn't even be with us live in studio because he's that fucking creative. He's coming from a company that provides curated and engineered products for the home growers as well as the professional cultivators. We're going to get all into this, you guys. Rooted Intellect is changing the game for cultivators. Man, now, I was kidding about Alan being that electric. He just couldn't join us today. But they're affecting people worldwide, you guys, with the Bloom Carousel, which when I heard about this and Daniel told me all about this rotating thing that gives you a 360 access of your plant and you can trim it, you can touch it, you can see it, you can look at the borderline horticulture AI, which you say the word is pronounced how?
Phoricis.
What the hell is phoricis? That is going to be one of the best words we figure out what that is from you, Alan, in a minute, which we know we will get to try out live on air here. We're going to see how this thing works and everything else. You guys, if you're listening to it and you haven't seen it on the YouTube, go to RootedIntellect.com, RootedIntellect.com, or follow them on IG at Rooted_intellect for more information on how they can help you be a better grower and a better shower. That is, you guys, because you'll get some nice buds right there. Without further ado, joining us via Zoom, Alan and Aaron in studio. Thank you guys for joining us from Rooted Intellect. intellect.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
No, thank you guys. And I mean, you guys are both here. Aaron, thank you for joining us live. Alan, you're joining us via Zoom. I don't know exactly where you're located at, but you have something massive behind you. What are you in right now? What is this that you have behind you?
So I'm in my basement here in Colorado, where we have what we're calling the Grow Talk Lab. We post twice a day to TikTok. This is my R&D space. I've got an 8x4 tent for doing flowering, where we're qualifying bloom carousels and some other cool technology we have. I got a couple of veg tents up in front.
Oh, your carousel's in there, I see, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here, oh, we'll how many is in there? Just one?
There's actually, let me disconnect my laptop here. Y'all are coming with me for a little ride.
Oh, nice.
So we actually have six of them in here. So you pan around how they get smaller.
Oh, okay. Yes, they're like like jars, damn near
adjustable.
That's to show you that they're adjustable. So as I was designing it, I made sure that it could get into the tightest grow tents, but also expand up if you're doing like a whole room grow, or like you're doing in a greenhouse, you've got taller plants. It's designed to be as flexible to as many different plants and growing conditions as possible.
And does it just spin like you turn it by your hand, or is it done electronically? Yeah. How does this device work?
So it sits on four locking casters. Okay. So you can move it around laterally if you want to move it from like a veg room to a flowering room. And then those lock in place, and it's sitting on a rotational bearing. So the entire turntable then spins. And since you're mounting your nets on the inside of the cage, that allows you to put this thing in a 2x2 tent, or like in mine, like 6 to 8 of them, and to be able to get to each one of them independently and have 360-degree access to every single plant as you work through all the issues that you have to deal with.
It's so funny because it sounds so simple and so genius that it's like, how come this hasn't been around forever? I mean, what you're describing is something that I feel that most growers would have needed and wanted, right?
Right.
In particular, the mobility challenge, man.
Say that again?
In particular, the mobility challenged. I have sciatica in my right leg. I've been a medical cannabis consumer for 10 plus years now. And when I started growing in 2023, the problem I ran into is, how do you get to the back of the tent when it's fully trellised?
Mold. Wow, this is how you came up with it, huh?
And you know, like rust mold was a real problem. And when you're mobility challenged, you're going to struggle to deal with that stuff. I actually broke a branch with 10 grams on it trying to deal with this mold problem. And I realized I had to invent a solution to this for myself and for everyone else, because if you're home growing, you're already in a position where you need this. and people like us need all the help they can get.
So as you say that, Alan, I want to pry a little bit. As you're a medical user, what did you have that you found cannabis to use for you medically?
So cannabis replaced my use of opiates and muscle relaxers entirely.
How and why were you taking muscle relaxers? How did you identify this? And then how did you find cannabis to relieve that?
Like 15 plus years ago, I got sciatica in my right leg from an occupational injury. And I did the traditional medicine. I took the pills. I took more pills. I took more shots. It wasn't effective. And when I was younger, I did Prop 215, helped do the campaigning for that. And so I turned to medical cannabis. I was like, all right, I'll give this a shot. And discovered that it did a lot more for my discomfort than any opiates or any drugs they were giving me. And did more for my quality of life than what they were offering me. And so over time, that became a natural solution for me.
And were you a cannabis user before this? Or was this something that when you were realizing the sciatic pain in your legs, and who identified cannabis as something else besides the opioids?
So two questions there. I did a little bit of recreational use when I was younger. I think my first exposure to cannabis was when I was like 17. But didn't do it at all in my 20s until I got hurt, right? And it was a friend of mine who suggested that I go see one of the doctors in California who checked me out. He's like, oh yeah, here you go. Medical card, paperwork, all the things, right? And that has been the case all the way to this day. I still have medical paperwork.
I find that so intriguing, Alan, because for me and Blue here at Cannabis Talk 101, we really look at cannabis as the medical aspect of it, right? And that's what we advocate for. Like, I'm all about, can't wait for me to look up how much for a 250-pound male to take for my hip pain, and I can use cannabis in a pill form, liquid form. And that's what I really want. If somebody wants to smoke a joint Tuesdays, fuck it. Any day of the week, smoke. For those who want to use weed, cannabis, that way do. But as you reference, Alan, your pain, I too have had a lot of pain. I've had two hip surgeries, ankle surgery. You too?
Me too.
That is so crazy, Aaron, because for me, I started using cannabis for medical reasons as well. So I've been clean and sober over 25 plus years, no alcohol, no drugs, and no smoking weed. And right, I don't smoke weed, but I use oils and I use pins and I'll use the rubs and the salves and all the stuff. But I am a huge advocate, Alan, of everything that you are describing that you use it for, right? And so that's why I love the fact that you come up with an ancillary product that you can create that rooted in intellect is only one aspect that we're touching now. I can't wait to get to the other things. Yeah. But to hear, folks, that this is the CEO and Alan man who reasons why he's creating what he's creating. And that's the story that I love about rooted intellect, because you're a man that's created something from your experiences as a normal grower and seeing what your problems are, if you're maybe impaired or not. You want to get to that back plant. Yeah. You want to get to that back plant. I don't care if you're Daniel and you're young and strong and you can move around and you're skinny like Connor. You still want to be able to spin it.
Yeah.
Or if you're a female and you don't want to lift it and turn it. Everybody's a grower. It's not. So I think what you're creating and why you created, Alan, is beautiful. I love the how you figured out what you wanted to make. And this sounds like every grow should have these type of components in there, because you're able to get to all aspects of the plant.
Say that again, Joe.
It feels like, by hearing what you have that you created, Alan, with rooted intellect, everybody should be talking to Aaron Washington and saying, how can I get a hold of one of these, or hundreds of these, for my grows?
Our Amazon store, that's how. Because it's coming. Well, we will, it's gonna, so.
And what do we do, Aaron? How do you get this word of this product to the people? When we come back, Aaron's going to tell you, because we're going to take a break real quick, folks. Rooted intellect. You just heard Alan tell you. The man had pain. He couldn't feel his leg. And he started growing cannabis. He was your normal working man and realized, I don't need to take opioids. And I'm going to grow cannabis. And then I'm going to create something for everyone that can benefit then. And then Aaron's going to go out there and market it, because not only can the man take a fucking beautiful picture, but he can talk about a product and let you know about it. When we come back, he's going to let us know a little bit more about this wonderful product. It's Rooted Intellect on Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
Follow Blue at One Christopher Wright. Follow Joe Grande at Joe Grande 52.
Subscribe to our weekly newsletter on our website, CannabisTalk101.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Are you ready to make your own edibles, folks? Well, Truffly Made offers the highest quality and most affordable tabletop candy depositories and silicone molds on the market today. It's made in Germany, so you know it's quality made and developed by candy makers for candy makers. Now, Truffly Made can help you with recipe services such as developing, adjusting recipes, custom silicone molds, and they can come to your facility on site and consult, train your whole team, and make it happen, Captain, because they can make up to 10,000 pieces of candy per hour. That's a whole lot of candy. Order yours today at the website trufflymade.com or call them direct 619-500-3102. We are hanging out with the gentleman from Rooted Intellect. And Alan, hearing what you invented sounds amazing. Aaron Washington, do we have a picture of what Aaron's done? I just want to see something random. Do we have anything up that we could see a picture of? Nobody has that?
Could be anything. I don't know.
Do you have a picture that you've created? Is that one of them right there on number 7?
The miracles of modern technology.
We don't have it? Thanks for being locked and loaded.
You mean the product itself?
Oh, I thought we had a picture of Aaron that he's taken of a bud as a photographer. Remember that, what we talked about? Oh, yeah, that part of the show.
So how about I jump right in?
Thank you, Aaron. I'm glad the team's ready and locked and loaded. Understand what we're doing. I thought I made it clear ahead of time. Did you understand what I was saying?
I did, but you
did? Okay, cool. I'm glad you... you join the production team then, maybe? Because if you understood, I don't know how they didn't. So, you know, that makes it even more interesting.
I was going to say you're working with a professional, but from what I've seen, these guys are the best, so I'm not going to say that.
Well, they are pretty good, but right there, they dropped the ball. But Aaron, tell me a little bit about you, Aaron, and what you got going on.
You know, which is interesting. You know, I have my own...
There is a picture of it. Thank you for the YouTubers. Thank you, Daniel.
All right.
That's, and by MPX. The way, look at you taking just fucking. It's like you. Exactly. Yeah. It's like cannabis porn.
Can you imagine working with them to open up a big like gallon and
everybody just, wants your scratch and sniff pictures and you're just like, oh, I got this. I got it.
You know what? That's good weed marketing. We need to. You and I will figure out how to do that.
Scratch and sniff.
You can smell it on the website.
Get the terps and everything else, right? So tell me what you got going on, Aaron. How'd you find Alan and all this stuff?
So I have my own journey with cannabis and how I got introduced, just in terms of as a release. Now, for me, I was a crazy kid in my 20s and didn't believe in seatbelts. So I was driving in Boston, flipped the car, crushed down on the roof. I ping-ponged around. So my back was jacked up for years, like lugging equipment for photography. It was so in the morning, I would get up and I would literally have to sit on the floor cross-legged just to put my socks on.
Mm.
So I was, you know, trying to do research on cannabis alleviation from pain. But other than that, one of the many things that I was using to deal with that pain and some other stuff was alcohol. Now, I'm 5 years sober.
Congrats.
Thank you. But I did way back in the day, I was doing, you know, my research on, you know, Cali Sober and all that and try to figure out ways to. So I literally, you know, hadn't smoked in years, had that one, you know, experience, literally changed my life, never touched another drop. But through that use of cannabis, my back pain has disappeared. Like, I have my medical card still to this day as well. I got it in Massachusetts, and back then it was hard to get them. Like, they didn't get, like, when the pandemic came, they just gave them out. But right. I actually had to sit down and do them. So we
get
me,
a real, like, evaluation.
A real thing. So with me, I took it seriously because they made me. So I really, you know, I kind of have this belief. It's like the right medication for the right situation for the right duration. So with that, I know like a sativa, like a Durban poison or something like that is going to help me in the morning with my routine. But I know when I need to calm down at night, Northern Lights is. So for me, it's
that's amazing, Aaron.
That.
And that I love that because I'm learning that now, too. And it's funny, Daniel, you gave me, which I haven't even talked to you about, three things. And one of them, which I wanted to talk to you about, was really good that you gave me. And I'm learning, too, as a sativa that he gave me that I wanted to talk to him about, because I'm learning now, too, how they work. Because very similar stories, I'm sure. Being sober, Aaron, me too. To congest and ingest anything with THC is a situation that we have to medically choose to do. That's a bigger step for us as individuals who went in the program.
Right.
If you've done a program, then it's a different situation.
Right.
Because then you could use the term California sober, but I'm not using flower. But if you are, so be it.
Right.
I love the terms I can relate.
Yep.
And I'm here to say, I don't judge anybody's program, first off, for me personally, especially from another program, man. And I've crossed that barrier of doing the different program. Why? Because I'm using it. But I told my sponsor, and I talk about it openly and freely. So therefore, I'm not hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not using this for those who have addictions in the closet and not talking about my usage.
And you know what the amazing takeaway is that, like, you know, cannabis allows for another, it allows another way. Like Alan was talking about, you don't need, you know, opioids. I didn't need alcohol. It shows you, you know, it allows you to be able to deal with life and it gives you an option. So that's why, you know, I believe in this mission because there are so many things, so many people could be helped if they smoked. I mean, it would give them an option to really.
Or even just use
cannabis. Yes, you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Any kind of, if they have just another option than what they've been using currently.
Like come home and use an edible.
That's right.
Instead of a glass of wine.
Right.
Why wouldn't you just try and eat one of these?
Right.
I even say that like I'm talking to my wife. Well, why don't you try one? She won't do that. I'm like, try and eat this 15 milligram and stop drinking that. Like, see if you drop your shoulders a little bit.
So we,
that's what you're doing.
So we believe in this mission. So that's why, you know, with Phoristis and the carousel, and the carousel is just our very first product. You know, we're going
to
have.
Let's bring the carousel out here. Daniel, can you bring that out here and talk to me about this? I know he showed it and I know Alan has a bunch of them back there, but. Show me how, or bring it next to him or in front of the adjustable and how we did that and do that. Put it on top. So, thank you, Daniel.
There we go.
Oh, the wheels. This is so easy to use, it looks like. Look at that spin. Oh, let me play with that real quick. So first off, okay, it's soft metal. Look light that you picked. Oh, it's very light. Okay, but still feels durable.
Now,
and
this
spins
is,
so easy.
This is generation. This is model one. This is Bloom Carousel 1.0. Sorry.
What are you saying, Alan?
It's made of steel. So that lets it be durable without being super heavy.
Those that's are what I mean. Like, it feels strong, but yet light.
These pets are built from.
Wow.
Yeah, it's it feels durable, but yet light. But it doesn't feel like when I grab it right here, like I can break it.
I think it's 22 pounds. And again, just really quickly now, and this is the first generation. So I got the very first one. Alan, do you want to talk about some of the upgrades for the later models?
Absolutely.
So do you start it as a bait, like you put it here when it's barely developing? Please, walk me through, Alan.
That's actually the first prototype. We got five in to the first wave, and I sent one to Aaron for photography and some out to some other folks to test. The ones behind me are the Mark IIs that have improvements based on things we learned in that one. Okay. Like you'll notice there's a little bit of a wobble, so I improved the bearing to tighten that up. We did some improvements to the engineering of the cage itself to improve its durability. And then that led to the changes that are going to lead into the final product.
Which is always great, right? As you're building this and this whole development's coming, you're learning as you spend the time, Alan, to, okay, I could do this. You get a couple of feedbacks. I see what can make that better, make this better. It's part of the evolution of coming up with something.
Can I just say, and I'll hand it off to Alan. Alan cares about the user experience, and that's what it is. It's not we're trying to put this thing together and throw it out.
Yeah, exactly.
And literally, we have our testers that are growers that are testing, and he wants to know what their feedback is, what points that we can, how we can improve it. Literally, those go to. So when it comes, it's going to be completely dialed in 100%.
That's awesome. So as you do this, Alan, how many people then are you using to R&D this?
It's a pretty tight group. Prototyping with three is a fairly involved process. And so even getting waves of like 5-6 samples at a time is fairly involved. Mm. So I sent the first wave out to Aaron and to some people. Tarek Azuz, he posts on LinkedIn almost every day with his grow. He's out in Arizona. He has back issues and he said it's totally alleviated the concerns and the stress. You know, it makes it a lot easier for him to deal with his grow.
Shout out.
So I'm going to be sending him a whole bunch of them in the near future to pimp out his whole grow like I've got this tent right here. As Aaron mentioned, this is the prototype. The final product actually comes with some things you don't see here. There's a water retention tray.
Oh, really?
Okay. And that here, I will grab those. Y'all just hang on.
Oh, there we go. We see it on the screen right now. Way to go.
See, I have one, but it's not current. We've already upgraded the...
Is that the one that we're looking at on the screen? Is that the new one?
No, that is the first generation. Go ahead, Ellen.
So here's the water retention tray.
Oh, okay. That's the water. Okay.
Holds a gallon plus of water. It's going to come with 3 cloth pots, a 1, 3, and 5. So you can up pot as you need to. Yeah. And it's going to come with 2 nets, and they're going to be better than the ones you saw there. That's one of the improvements we made, was to increase the quality and the tightness of the nets right there.
They're not supposed to stay.
I like the nets though too. It's a cool feature as far as, you know, it reminds me of the just holding things in place and letting it grow. And then you just kind of grow through that and hold it and then grow up higher. And
on the new net. So this, I actually put it here because they actually fit, they'll be able to clamp this net onto anywhere on the frame.
So it could adjust.
So you can adjust the height. This is just kind of where they are at the top and bottom, but you'll be able to adjust them anywhere as the height changes on the plant.
That's great. You could just keep growing them straight up like that. Oh, this is phenomenal.
And it keeps each plant contained. You can do a scrog and do a 16 branch grow and put 1 branch up through each well and keep that really tight and still get 16 really solid colas out of that.
And how much weight do you think you're growing? Do you guys have that down of how much weight this thing's performing?
Yeah, I'm setting up my grow now. I popped a couple of seeds on Sunday, so they'll be going into smaller pots probably this weekend, maybe next week. And I'm setting up for a continuous grow where I pop 2 seeds every 3 weeks or so.
Oh, nice.
So that I can harvest 2 plants every 3 weeks down the road.
I think this is phenomenal. And
I just want to give a shout out. So please follow Alan Nerdy Burner on TikTok. So literally what he's doing is walking the average viewer through how to pop seeds.
Teaching you how to do everything from the beginning.
Everything. Because literally what we want to do, it's not just solely for individuals who are mobility challenged. We want to literally help everybody grow better weed. So whether it's to be able to access the back of your plant in a small grow tent, you know, Alan had on one of his grows, he had an issue with rust mold, and you can't identify it or treat it if it's in the back of your plant. You can't see it. So basically every offering that we want to put out is to help people grow better weed and grow more without, and just the fact that you're able to spin it, you're never actually reaching through the plant. So you cut down on contamination. Like Alan said, he broke 1 branch that was 10 grams. You don't have to deal with breaking, so you're able to just do what you need and leave it alone. So that yield is going to grow, you know, with
and
all
it's
of it.
And it's light, it's convenient, it's able to grow your plants all up in one. You can treat them so naturally and talk to them and love them and play with them and talk to them so easily. I think this is brilliant. Not only that, I really like this for your home grower, which I think is the most important part, in my opinion, because... You could put this in your fucking garage, your closet. Like, I look at this and I think of my boys.
Under the stairs.
Right?
Someone's under the stairs. You
wheel it
out.
This is the old school. And not only that, start growing this at home, folks, and watch his TikToks because Alan's going to teach you how to do it. And you can use this and do it all from home. Just follow Alan on TikTok.
Nerdy Burner. Nerdy Burner.
And where do they go and get this? And look, what are we looking at right here? What is this right here that we're looking at on the screen? Is it TikTok? Oh, that's his TikTok page right there. So if you're watching on YouTube, he's very basically describing everything on the TikTok page. So go there and check that out. That's really cool. Daniel, I like that. As the water comes from the roof right here.
Leaked on?
Yeah, I'm getting leaked on right here. Is it raining outside? Is it raining today?
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. Just the sky is falling over here. Oh, boy.
I heard things go crazy in California when it rains, so I don't know.
You know, it's really funny.
There was an eclipse yesterday, rained.
The eclipse.
The full moon, too.
How is this just leaking out of nowhere? I just need to put a coffee cup right here and just, like, start letting it feel. I feel like it's going to all fall on me at any second now. At least we have the trust. It'll like, catch a little bit. I just really hope that if it does happen, we're rolling so that we can catch it all.
Disaster.
You know what I mean? Like... Oh, let's see that. Well, you guys, we're going to take a break real quick. We're going to come back. We're going to find out what the hell that word meant at the beginning of the show.
Phoresis?
Phoresis. When we come back,
we're going to break it down.
What is phoresis? It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
You want to hear your name shouted out live on the show? Call us anytime. 1-800-420-1980 and leave us a voicemail.
Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Now, back to the number one cannabis show on the planet. You know what? F*** it. Now back to the number one cannabis show in the universe, Cannabis Talk 101.
GaliaFX is full of broad-spectrum hemp extracted products, contain CBD and CBG and some 1,300 other elements. You guys are naturally derived substances from the hemp and the plant. Go check them out online, GaliaFX.com. Phoresis.
Good job.
I feel
job.
Like that's a rash job. On my skin. I don't know if it's something my son has that I have to go to the doctor for. But Alan and Aaron, what the hell is this word and what does it mean before I look it up?
So, phoresis is derived from Theophrastus, the father of botany.
And what does that mean?
The father of botany.
He invented the science of horticulture.
Ah. So everything
and so
that's around
honor
the
planet. That.
Okay.
I named it phoresis because that is derivative of its purpose. It exists to answer every question home growers and professional cultivators have. It has been trained to take in any question from a legal grow and process it. And that's anything you've got an issue with, whether you need help setting up a water system, nutrient system, soil chemistry. It can help you with feeding programs. We partnered with King Solomon Nutrients because they gave us total chemical transparency.
Mm.
And so we fed that data into phoresis. So if you're using King Solomon Nutrients internationally and in 22 states medically, then you can communicate with our AI and get information down to the parts per million if you need it. It does image recognition. It can take pictures of cannabis plants and diagnose issues, like help you run to ground what kind of mold you're dealing with, what kind of bugs you're dealing with, is it ready to harvest, do you have a nutrient deficiency, how do you distinguish between a nutrient deficiency and a fungal infection. It's answered thousands of users' questions successfully. I've had professional cultivators come in and try to and they've walked away satisfied.
And how does one use this? Do they just
you come on our Discord and phoresis will greet you as a new user. And there's a free test interactions channel where you can just ask it questions. We have a subscription tier for folks who want to support what we're doing at Rooted Intellect. That gets you a private channel with additional perks and expanded context. I'm really allowed to able to blow out what it does. One of the cool things about the program, I'll mention our silent partner, Dark Angel. He's the architect of the software. It lives on my computer at home. And it allows me to adjust the AI's response by your role in Discord.
What does that mean?
So it means like the everyday users that come in have a certain level of access. but my moderators and subscribers and testers have a higher level of access. And then my staff, including Aaron here, have a higher level of access that can do all kinds of wonderful things for the company.
And so when we use this, I believe Daniel has it pulled up right now. Like if we ask a question, what physical attributes will my cannabis plant display when ready to harvest? Is that something we can just ask it and we punch it in there?
Yeah, she just did. And so that's one of the cool things is I get to see in real time.
And are we doing that right now?
Yeah.
And it's answering right now as we speak. And what is it? Can you, you're pulling it up right there. Connor, read it on the mic because I can't see it from my eyes. So please.
Right now it says it's typing because it's composing its answer.
Yeah, we got to wait for it to get back to us.
Okay, so explain to me then what Daniel did. Because Daniel, did you do that from your end? Or did he do it from his end? Like, explain to the listener how they can utilize this. So, our Daniel, do you know, our Connor, do you understand what he did? You don't know?
Yeah, no, I do.
Daniel, tell me what you did. Bring up his mic real quick, please, so we can tell the listeners exactly how they can utilize this.
So, essentially, if anybody's ever used an AI platform like ChatGPT or anything like that, you would essentially ask your question in the format, right? So what this is, obviously, it's like a ChatGPT for the whole horticulture, for growing. So what we did right now was just ask, what physical attributes will my cannabis plant display when it's ready to harvest? So right now that AI is generating us an answer. It usually takes like about like 5-10 seconds.
And it got us a response.
And it does? And what does it say then?
What is the response?
So it came up with a whole bunch of bullet points, like subjects and then topics and then sub points after that. And so we have trichoma, color and clarity as a bullet point. Pistil changes, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Flower structure. Leaf changes.
So it breaks it down for you, basically.
Overall plant health and vigor. So
it just gives you the answers to growing cannabis and helping with the horticulture.
That you might have had, and if this was 10 years ago, Joe, let me tell you, people would be literally fucked.
So. Because this is the stuff that should be sold and not told. This is the game. This is what you're paying people for, right? So now, Alan, exactly. Let's try another one. How can I balance the red oxygen levels within my cannabis grow? Let's ask a question like that, that some people may be having to deal with, especially if somebody has something in their closet. Like I grew up, I remember my boy Little Rich had it in his closet. And that's what makes me think about like a home grow where if you're looking at the home, how do we know that used to be a big thing, the oxygen coming in there. So I believe you typed it in and sent it in there. Daniel, thumbs up. Or is she doing it right now? Typing it in right now. Right. Tell me when you press send.
So just really quickly, but while he's doing that, but
press send. Okay.
One of the reasons why is that, you know, Alan wanted to ask grow questions and, you know, at points people deem them not important enough to answer. And our vision with and our mission with Forestus is that every question deserves an answer, whether it's basic, whether it's advanced, because if you go on a grow forum and ask something really basic, they're going to laugh at you or not just answer it at all. But you can literally, so I could take a photograph and upload it to Forestus and it will say, how is my plant doing? And it will tell you, oh, well,
just
it's
by
doing
the picture.
Healthy. Just by the picture. Oh, it's healthy. It will identify pests. I don't know if you heard Alan say that. So it can identify you have whatever, aphids or whatever. But you literally, it will tell you, okay, well, I'm noticing by the curling of the leaves that it could be X, Y, and Z, and to remediate that problem, you can try these. So that's what
you guys are eliminating the fact that your grow can mess up.
Yeah.
This is basically putting insurance on your grow. If you want to make sure you grow a grow and all the money that you're putting into it, you might as well use this type of program that Rooted Intellect is doing.
And that's Forestus right there.
And what did we get when you say, how can I balance the red oxygen levels within my cannabis grow? What kind of answer do we have, Connor?
All right. We have adjusting the red light spectrum. Oh, the answer went away. Hold on. There it is. Lighting systems. Use grow lights that have adjustable spectrums or specifically and
This was well described, Daniel. Yes, you're right. This is the, you know, ChatGPT, whatever, for cannabis. This is awesome. And it's the first of its kind. This is really cool that you come up with this, Alan and Aaron. I love what you guys are doing. Let's do the next one, which is, can my cannabis plant be re-feminized after turning into a hermaphrodite? Hermaphrodite, which is making me feel like a pervert saying
pretending
it like this.
He doesn't know how to pronounce that word.
Aaron, don't act like I didn't see you cruising the fucking streets with
that. Oh, man.
I've seen you on fucking Hollywood Boulevard, motherfucker.
Hey, so while
dripping down the street.
I still remember Eddie Murphy. I'm not giving nobody a ride, no magazine. I was up getting magazines.
Dog, that's exactly what I was thinking.
But I digress. Oh, yeah.
And even when I read that, I thought, that's so funny. You could tell we're the same age because that's exactly what I was thinking about.
I wanted to read some magazines.
Oh, I don't know what. And everybody forgot about all that. You know, it just gets under the rug like, oh, we forgot he fucked up.
What does it say, you guys? That's a side note of humor. But what do we have as an answer, Connor?
We got the key points.
Paul Eddie Murphy?
Key points regarding...
It's Aaron's. Aaron adds his own touch to it.
Key points regarding...
Hermaphrodite.
It's small for me, too.
Hermaphrodite? Oh, small for you?
Yeah. Stress inducers, genetic factors, and then there's management strategies. Remove male flowers.
So bottom line, you guys are just giving information that should be sold and not told, and you guys
are really
helping out the community and the cannabis world to really help make people create and bring good cannabis to their life.
Yeah.
Or any who's growing it professionally. But this is great from your home grower to your professional growers because it helps you from beginning to end.
It will walk you along the process. So you literally upload your photos. How's it going? And you keep,
Are you guys storing all this information? Alan?
No.
How is that? What are you guys doing
with this? Actually, Dark Angel's really big on privacy. So while the stuff that's chattered on Discord is there because it's for reference for people, you know, what runs through my server is not. I don't store any images. I don't store any of the chatter. And that's to protect everybody's privacy.
I like that.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. Are you gathering the information, though, so that you could use anecdotal evidence of what those plants look like and then storing this compared to how somebody else's plant looked like and the turnaround of look what this did, look what our advice did, and then being able to show somebody the differences?
Oh, of course, but I actually reach out to the users themselves and ask them first if they're comfortable with their Discord handle being in the screenshots that I use.
Yeah, because I think that'd be so cool. That'd be so key to show people, like, look how we've helped people. Because I could see you guys being such an asset and helping so many people out there that I would love to see testimonials from
cats.
Well,
there's a channel professional growers, so they'll be able to have their own, like, once they get access to it. But it's basically just to provide thoughtfully designed products to help everyone get better meds.
And you're catching it earlier, hopefully, before it ruins your crop.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you guys are noticing that is a common thread that you guys have seen so far from pictures or questions that since we've done this, we've known this to be the more common problem?
Yes, actually. And it resulted in a partnership. So one thing I noticed is that people get these liquid nutrients and there isn't a lot of information about what's in them. It tells you how much nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, et cetera, you know. But do you really know what's in that liquid? And the problem is that you're feeding your plant this, and Phoristis is trying to figure it out. And it's like, okay, but there's some ambiguity here, right? And so I started looking for partners. And this is how we found King Solomon Nutrients. Because he was willing to provide 100% of the chemical data. Total transparency.
Full transparency.
Which I then fed right into the AI, right? So that if you're using those nudes, it doesn't have that problem. It knows exactly what you fed it. And I'm designing a grow log. So Phoristis can take images, but it can also take text files and spreadsheet files. So if you're keeping like a detailed data-driven grow, you can feed that information to it so that if something crops up, you can provide it with all of that information. We have a prompt guide that it links you to when you orient. Go into the orientation channel. There's a link there. Because there's a difference between an okay prompt and an amazing prompt, right? An okay prompt is like when you guys asked about the red oxygen. There isn't anything called red oxygen, right? And it was very quick to say, hey, there's nothing like that, right? Because it didn't recognize the information, right? A better prompt is like, here's a picture of my plant. What do you think is going on with it? That's a pretty good one, right? A great prompt is, here's a picture of my plant where I circled this image leaf because I'm concerned about these yellow spots that I see. Here's my feeding schedule. Here's the runoff pH. Here's the EC. I conducted a soil slurry test based on the protocol you gave me. Here's the data from that. Based on all of this, what do you think is going on?
So the more accurate question you ask it, the better advice you'll get in return.
Yeah, and it's designed to scale the response by the sophistication of the question so that to the layperson, it'll sound like a college professor, because I deem that to be about the limit of complexity before it starts to get to be too much for people. But if you're like a plant geneticist or a botanist, it'll I don't know where the limit is, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, I always think, Alan and Aaron, I think it's fair to say to the listener and even everyone in general, I like to preach to a lot of my staff that as long as you give me the who, how, what's, and when's, we should be able to figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that goes to even what your guys are doing. Give me the who, how, what's, when, and what you're looking at. And these are the facts. And then we might be able to give you the answer in return. Because if you can give me that in a articulate way, I would think your AI should be able to articulate the answer. So as the user using anything, even speaking to your spouse, give the who, how, what, when, so that person can give you the answer back. And that's what I feel like is what's going on here. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. What Aaron hinted at about the gatekeeping of information is a very real phenomenon. Like you said, you have to pay for this information. No, they don't. I mean, if you want to subscribe to a service, it's $10 a month. You can ping it an unlimited number of times. Nobody should have to pay more than that for this information, period. It's all well-established agricultural practices.
Well, I love it. Alan and Aaron, you guys are doing a whole bunch for this community, and I appreciate it. We like to do the high five with all the guests that come on the show. As we do the guests, we'll ask the question. It'll be the same question for both of you. Alan, you'll answer first, and then Aaron, you'll answer the same question right after. Question number one, how old were you the first time you smoked cannabis, and where'd you get it from?
17, got it from a friend.
So were you at school? Were you 17, a young graduate? Yeah. Senior year, 17?
Yeah.
Cool. Nice.
Junior year.
Oh, junior year. Okay. I like that. What about you?
Mine is complicated. Well, I used to be a straight edge kid in seventh grade, and I would stand with all the smokers. So I would stand while I wouldn't take any rips, but I would stand there all morning and we'd be like blowing it in my face. So I guess that doesn't count. So the time I actually really did it would be, I guess probably like 15 for real, 14
for real.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, let me hit
yeah,
this.
Like, yeah, purposeful.
I'm going to do
not
this
just
rap.
Sitting there and having people blow in my
face.
Oh,
I just want to smell it. So yeah. That's always fun. Question number two of the high five. What is your favorite way to use cannabis, Alan?
Freshly ground flower through absolutely clean glass for maximum filtration.
That just sounded so clean and good. And I borderline tasted that right there. And I just looked at Connor as Connor is a glass man himself. He has his bong probably right under him right now as we speak.
I wish.
Oh, it's not under you? I thought you were pulling it out. No. I thought you were reaching for it right now. I was like, is he pulling out his bong?
Blue, I don't have it, I swear.
Oh, what about you, Aaron?
All right, see, now I feel like low class. Mine is I just love to grind up buds and stuff them in a cone and just a couple king-size cones.
There it is.
Sit out and just bang it out.
There it is. Take my time. Nice and simple. It's good.
When it's wintertime in the Northeast, I rush through them. And when it's summer, then I get to feel it and take my time and nice
ritual
weather,
so, and just fill up the cone and enjoy it.
But it's just literally the act of taking that time to sit and smoke it.
The
and
ritual.
Listen to music and just, because it forces me to unplug.
I just got a new grinder. I got to give it to him. Where's that grinder that I had? Give him a new grinder that I just got. My grinder. Aaron needs a new one. Question number three of the high five. Craziest place you ever used cannabis or smoked, Alan?
I can't get into that one online because I like my passport.
Ha ha! Okay. Well, let's just say it was a long time ago. Allegedly.
Yeah, let's just say I had some California Blue Dream in a place you're not really supposed to be able to get it or have it.
Okay.
Things like that happen.
Fair enough.
You know, I like that. What about you, Aaron?
Well, see, I'm a microdoser, so I smoke all the time, so it could be anywhere.
Just anywhere's crazy, like whatever. Yeah, I just take a little bit here and there, eat a little bit here, whatever.
You know.
Yeah.
But again, it's the right medication situation duration. I might need a little pick-me-up during this time when I need to just, you know, be up. So
yeah, I agree. There's nothing like a good edible in the morning, afternoon, and night, in my opinion. It keeps your body right. Just keep it in your system where you don't need to be high.
Nope.
You just need to be medicated throughout the day.
You're just like
looser.
Everything
is pain is just a little less. Crystal clear. Exactly. Question number four of the high five with rooted intellect. What is your go-to munchies after you got a little too high, Alan? You're like, I want to put this in my tummy.
Oh, definitely a cold bowl of cereal.
What kind of cereal?
Oh, cereal.
I hit the variety pack, man. We probably have 10 different boxes up
there. So the little ones, the little bugs, and you like go through three of them when you're nice and ripped? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can go for some of those good ones. It just depends on the mood, man.
Cereal's always a good time, though. What about you?
I like anything sweet. So sweet and salty. So anything sweet. So glazed donuts, like Parisians. Barbecue chips, Doritos, anything. Anything.
Just a big old snack bunch. Yeah, I love it. Let's go to 7-Eleven. Question number five with a high five. You guys, if you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why, Alan?
Snoop Dogg. Because why he once said on the plastic beach,
push peace and keep it in motion.
Wow. How come you remember that line that he said? That's a nice line.
It just stuck with me, man. We need more of that in the world.
Isn't that funny when a guy like Snoop can say something like that and you remember it forever and that's the reason why you want to smoke with him? Because he said something like that random. And you know Alan remembers that and probably where he was when he remembers it. I love that. That's like a cool Alan story of your reason why. I loved hearing that. Because like so many people hear things from people and how they hear it is how they hear it, right? Like Gretchen Wilson, redneck woman. I love that lady because she's representing these white women who are redneck women. You know what I'm saying? And for that reason, I love her. Just like he said he loves Snoop because of setting the peace. I love her
for that reason.
Because I'm a redneck woman. I ain't no high class broad. It's so queer, but I love it when somebody says something that sticks with you. And that's what she did. It stuck with me. And Snoop said something that stuck with Alan. So I appreciate it, Alan. Aaron, what about you?
Mine would be probably, I'm going to go like brainy. Mine would be, the writer James Baldwin. And I would like to get in a room with him. I'd like to get in a room with Bob Marley and God. And the four of us just have like a hot box session.
Oh, can you imagine just singing a redemption song to that little group right there? Old pirates. Yes, they rabbi. Alan and Aaron, thank you so much for joining us. Rooted Intellect. Once again, you guys go see it for yourself because seeing it here in front of me is one thing. You may need to get it if you're growing. RootedIntellect.com, RootedIntellect.com, and follow them on the gram at @rooted_intellect for more information on how you can be a better grower. You can get yourself one of these, save yourself some pain, save yourself some contamination and then ruining your plants and the anxiety of ruining it.
Absolutely.
Get yourself one of these. How much, if I buy one, how much am I looking at?
They'll be $99.99 on Amazon in 12 weeks. If manufacturing and shipping take as long as I expect.
Folks, it's not a bad investment. $100 per plant, and you can reuse that. That's one plant after one plant after one plant. That $100 is going to make you a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Cutting
down
on
contamination.
Yeah. And I like it. I think it's great. Thank you guys very much. Is there anything that you guys want to mention before that you get out of here?
I'll let Alan back clean up, but I'm just going to say that, you know, what people can do to help us out is go to rootedintellect.com. Enter your email address to just keep up on everything we're doing because the store is going to go live. but we're going to have, you know, King Solomon's nutrients on the store and all the different tools that you're going to need to be a better grower.
We should hook you guys up with Advanced Nutrients too, because I think that'd be great to get their nutrients inside your guys' AI, and we can make that connection for you guys to help with that, because I can only see what you guys are doing getting better by more people in the industry being more transparent to give you that information so that everybody else could have better medicine.
And just really good last thing, and on that note, and we are open, see, we want to have just smarter, you know, more thoughtful equipment. So if people are open to, you know, technologies that they want to help, then they need to reach out to us, because we just want to be able to help people have better yields and grow easier weed. We want like the novice to just be like, I'm going to have Phoristis walk me through it, because it's mystifying to me. So I'm going to grow.
We got to hook it with Top Shelf too, because Top Shelf has their own cultivation products too. So we know Top Shelf, Advanced Nutrients. We can get, we want to make sure we connect these guys and Aaron.
We're thinking about the grower. We exactly. want to help the growers.
And so are all these other guys. So it'd be great for us to use our network to help everybody else come together to feed Alan all the information so he can geek out and put it in his system. Yeah, because Alan, what you're doing is a blessing for the community, brother. Is there anything else that you want to let everybody out there know before we let you go?
Yeah, man, we're here to revolutionize your home growing experience. Yep. We're here to revolutionize how professional cultivators handle their plants. This is the first step on the road, and supporting this product, subscribing on our Discord, supports our mission. We are powered by home growers. We refuse to take venture capital.
Yeah, no big money behind
us. That's a tougher road for us. So your support really matters. And I appreciate y'all following my TikTok, following Aaron's work, following what we do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. And it's Cannabis Talk 101. And remember this, if nobody else loves you, OG Ruby does.
Follow Cannabis Talk 101 on all social media at Cannabis Talk 101.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.